When Jill became pregnant in early 2013, she says she didn't feel financially prepared to have a second child. So Jill, who's not using her real name to protect her daughter's privacy, says she selected to have a medical abortion, which is a two-pill regimen. The first pill blocks progesterone flow to the fetus, and the second pill causes contractions.
I took the first pill and instantly regretted it. I just couldn't stop thinking of, like, she could be, you know, something great. She could be just such a great person, and I would never know.
That night, Jill says she contacted a nurse through the website abortionpillreversal.com. The nurse said progesterone shots could possibly counteract the effects of the first hormone-blocking pill, but the nurse didn't know of any doctors in Iowa who performed abortion reversals, so Jill says she reached out to Covenant Medical Center, a Catholic hospital in Waterloo.
They did a little bit of research, found the little research there was on it. They said there's no guarantees as far as if there's going to be any side effects, if there's going to be any birth defects.
Now 13 months old, Jill's daughter is active, precocious, and healthy. San Diego-based Dr. George Delgado is the anti-abortion family practice doctor who's pioneering the abortion reversal movement. He says the abortion pill blocks progesterone receptors, kind of like jamming a lock with a key that doesn't fit.
So I thought to myself, well, if we could put more progesterone in the system, and we could outcompete on a molecule-by-molecule basis at receptors so that we'd have more of the good keys going in and opening the door.
To date, Delgado reports 79 children have been born to women who changed their minds about abortion. Another 55 are currently pregnant. Delgado says abortion reversal is 55 to 60% effective, but other physicians aren't so sure. Dr. Dan Grossman is vice president for research at Ibis Reproductive Health in Oakland, California. He says since the abortion pill binds strongly to progesterone receptors, he doubts flushing the body with the hormone makes a difference.
It binds much more tightly to the progesterone receptor to block it than progesterone itself does. So there really is not much evidence to indicate, I mean, really not aware of anything, that just that sort of by increasing the amount of progesterone, you're going to somehow block the effect of this drug.
Grossman adds, since medical abortions are less successful when women take only the first of two pills, it's not clear what's occurring biologically.
I think this is really outside of the standard of care to just begin doing this kind of treatment without actually collecting more rigorous studies about its effectiveness.
The FDA hasn't approved progesterone for abortion reversals, but off-label use of medications isn't uncommon. So abortion reversals probably aren't going away. In fact, availability is spreading. Across the street from Bettendorf's Planned Parenthood Clinic sits Women's Choice Center, a Christian crisis pregnancy center. WCC started offering reversals in November. So far, the clinic has been contacted by two women. Neither decided to undergo progesterone treatment. Dr. Carla Palaszczuk is WCC's medical director.
Women who do go through that, I've already gone through a lot of discernment on whether they're going to go through a termination or not. But for those who do change their mind, it's nice to give them an option.
But outside WCC, a banner hangs advertising abortion reversals to Planned Parenthood patients in case they do change their minds. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.